This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Now, kicking off the second hour of the weekend edition, we are taking another break from KER Politics. Al was tied up throughout this week, but he should be back in the next week or two. I am taking the opportunity in the second hour to highlight some of the more important company updates that I recorded throughout the week. Now, again, these are just a couple of the company updates that I recorded during this week, and unfortunately, due to radio time constraints, I won't be able to air the full interviews, but you can hear those full interviews on our website, kereport.com. Click on that weekend show posting where there are links to all of these interviews. One other note is that on Wednesday at 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, I am hosting a royalty roundtable with five of the more established and what I think are some of the top quality mid-tier royalty companies. Registration is free, and that link is available on our website to register. So I hope to see you all out there. I'm kicking off this second hour with an update from Nomad Royalty. That's a company that's going to be taking part in the Royalty Roundtable. I hope you all enjoy. Hey, everyone. Welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm excited in this daily editorial to introduce and get an update from Nomad Royalty. They are traded on the TSX under the symbol NSR, also on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRXF. However, I do understand that the company is looking at uplisting to the NYSE in the near term. Chatting with the founder and CEO, Vincent Metcalf. Now, Vince, let's get just a general update in terms of the assets held within Nomad Royalty. A total of 14 assets. I understand 7 are operational. Give us just that overview of the assets, jurisdictions that they're held in, and also let's talk a little bit about revenue that was generated last year.
Thank you very much for the intro, Corey. It's always a pleasure to discuss with you. It's been a while, so very happy to be on the show today. With regards to the portfolio, yeah, you mentioned we've got 14 assets, 7 which are producing. The main thing for us when we looked at creating this portfolio was exactly that. It was showing a lot of diversification within the portfolio, because the main thing for us as a company, we want to achieve a few things. We want to achieve great exposure to gold and silver, great exposure to optionality and resource growth, but at the same time, make sure that we limit all the associated mining risks, including jurisdictional risk, including the operational risk, so too much asset concentration within the hands of one operator per se. So when we looked at our portfolio today, we are in 10 different jurisdictions. So we're in Canada, the U.S., Mexico, Argentina, Brazil, Ivory Coast, South Africa, and Australia. So a lot of different, jurisdictions. The great thing for the investor is that diversification. You're never too much, concentrated in a certain jurisdiction, which for us, that's the best way to grow these portfolios, is always add different jurisdictions. There's obviously a few different places in the world we won't go, but the main metric we look when we add these assets to our portfolio was making sure that we're going in the proper host community and that the community wants this asset. So, you know, when we look at our assets that are currently producing in the U.S., we've got one in Arizona, the Moss Mine. We have another one in Nevada, which is operated by the Nevada Gold Mine, South Arturo. So both assets, you know, really give some good exposure, South Arturo on the silver front and then Moss on the gold and silver front. But a lot of very good upside from both of them that we saw in the last 6 months. Some very good resource growth so far. In the Mexican side of things, we just saw Equinox take over Premier Gold. So we have a stream on the Mercedes mine in Mexico. Very happy to see Equinox take over that mine and the operatorship. And they've already said that they will be looking at growing that production profile over the next 12 to 18 months. If we move on to Brazil, we have the RDM mine, which is also operated by Equinox, another small producer, produces around 60 to 70,000 ounces a year. But again, when you have access to these big operators like Equinox, they commit capital to these operations, which come at zero cost to us. So what we saw this year on the RDM front is Equinox commit $35 million of additional funds to essentially go and do a pre-strip on a certain zone to extend the mine life. So very good news on that front. And then the two other producing assets that we have at the moment in the portfolio, Bonner Crow and Ivory Coast. It's a mine that's been producing for around 10 years at a run rate of around 100 to 110,000 ounces a year. We have a very nice stream on that one at the moment. 6.5% comes to us. So that one has another 10 to 15 years of mine life in front of it. And it's, you know, a very, very good smaller end of the producer, but very, very effective on the cost profile. And now our newest asset, with which we've received deliveries on, at the end of March, was Blyvoor Gold. It's a very large resource. It's around 26 million ounces of a historical resource on that front, and they're looking to ramp up to 130 to 150,000 ounces a year over the next 12 to 18 months, and we have a 10% stream on that. So that will become a very significant asset for us in the future. So that covers the operation, the operationally focused assets. You mentioned that last year we generated some cash. We generated just under $30 million of revenue at 86% margins. And so that was just on the existing portfolio. This year, when we look at the growth from the current portfolio that we have, we'd look to probably, I would say, between $32 and $35 million for the same type of portfolio and the assets that we have, because we have these new assets coming online on the production front. So very happy with the current portfolio, but a lot of things coming in the future as well.
Now, one thing to note about those revenue numbers, that is also in U.S. dollars. Vincent, I want to talk about what really sets the company Nomad apart from all these other royalty companies that have come into the sector. It deals with management, but it also deals with your guys' ability to get bigger deals done. We hear about all these new royalty companies, and they're really picking off these smaller royalties. Their whole marketing shtick is that they're taking these royalties that are too small for the big guys. Nomad really fits in the middle there, where you guys have the ability to take larger royalty transactions, ones that are bigger than what the new royalty companies can do, but still a little bit under where the big guys would be focused. Take us through this strategy and how Nomad is uniquely positioned here.
Correct. We've seen a very big evolution in the royalty sector over the last, I would say, 10 years. Today, when you look at the aggregate market cap of all the royalty companies together, it's around $60 billion. But 80% of that value is still in the hands of the three larger players, Franco, Wheaton, and Royal Gold. As you mentioned, there's been a lot of new players coming online that don't have that cash flow that's associated with their current portfolio, because most of them are geared towards exploration or development royalties. Where we sit is we're in a very nice area. As you pointed out, the big three players, they're so large. I mean, they're all, you know, they're pretty much all around, at least Franco and Wheaton are over $20 billion in market cap. They're looking at $500 billion type deals, because that's what really makes a difference from the bottom line, or on the bottom line. Whereas for us, we are in an area where the smaller players below us do not have that capacity to write, you know, real checks. So we're in an area where when we start looking at deals between, say, $15 and $100 million, there are literally, you know, almost no competition. But there are an incredible amount of opportunities. And that's where Nomad will be able to crystallize a lot of those opportunities into new assets for our portfolio, because we have that capacity to deploy. We're sitting on $25 million of cash at the moment. We have a credit facility for $75 million if we're looking at non-producing assets. So we even have more capacity if we're looking at a producing asset. But that's where over, I would say, the next few months in 2021, we should see origination of new streams, which just that is a very different business than buying third-party royalties.
All right, as mentioned, we are in restricted time for the radio, so that's all we're going to get from Nomad. That interview was posted on Monday. The next interview is coming from Peary Gold Mines.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing on with the second hour and continuing on with our company updates. This update coming from Mike Timmons, President and CEO of Fury Gold Mines. I hope you all enjoy. Hey, everyone. Welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Fury Gold Mines, traded on the TSX and NYSE under the symbol FURY. Chatting with the CEO, Mike Timmins. Now, Mike, we're following up on news that came out just yesterday, April 20th. Headline numbers here of drill results at this Eau Claire deposit in the eastern section. We saw some very high grade, almost 60 grams per ton gold over 1 meter, also almost 9 grams per ton gold over 3 meters. Now, this is all part of a 50,000 meter drill program at the Eau Claire deposit, really aimed at expanding on the known resources and testing outside these resource blocks. Mike, start us off with what these results are telling you about the potential of expanding the resource and anything else you want to touch on these results, please.
Great. Thank you for having me back. So we did put out results yesterday from our deposit drilling, and they continue to yield high-grade results outside of the current defined resource. And again, you know that this program, as you said, was designed to demonstrate that the lowest portion of Eau Claire, which is coincidentally one of the higher-grade areas of the deposit, is indeed expandable, particularly to the east. We feel that we're doing that and think that, you know, this is, you know, ultimately going to end up at the end of this campaign as a nice chunky ounce addition, you know, even from this first small amount of drilling. The results, I think, also highlight a connection, really, between the eastern margin of Eau Claire out to the east towards our A-panel target, which is about 300 meters away, and where we believe, and over the next, you know, 24 to 36 months as we advance the project, we're going to be really filling this in with resources. The A panel out there has the same stacked quartz tourmaline veining and alteration as the resource, so we're pretty excited. And results still pending on that. The results from yesterday, as you pointed out, 59 grams over a meter and just under 9 over 3. They're all in the same hole within a 12 meter. Without a 12-meter spacing. So that's, again, it is a strong result. We're starting to see these, continuation of these stacked veins. And it's not in the same vicinity as the previously announced 6 meters of 11. So we're going to see good ounce addition in a few different directions off that bottom pod, all within the project's current footprint, right? So, you know, these are potential ounce additions in our basement, right? I mean, they're right within the project as it's contemplated by the PEA. So that's nice. You know, it's one thing to drill and find high grade gold a kilometer or 2 kilometers away. I mean, that's will likely factor in to a future operating scenario. But to have gold and more of it turning up in your basement is always a high margin prospect.
So these are step-out holes from the eastern region of the deposit, about a 50 to 100-meter step-outs here. And this eastern margin of the deposit, it's even outlined in the news release that this is the highest grade and least explored area. So with these high-grade results, you mentioned these should be ounces that can be added here. How do these results compare to the broader resource then in this eastern margin?
They're right in there with the statistics. If you were to run, I mean, you know, don't forget that when we acquired East Main, we acquired, 900 drill holes in a database, 270,000 meters. So a beautiful, statistical database to compare to.
So, Mike, you even mentioned that you hit both of these headline grades in one hole. That talks about the mineralization that you're seeing at this deposit and in these drill holes. Take us through what you guys are looking at here in terms of mineralization and how this deposit is set up.
Well, it's set up in these quartz tourmaline stack veins, right? It can be associated with alteration, or it doesn't have to be associated with alteration. So there's almost two settings in there. We're seeing it happen in these intersection lineations between primary and secondary structures. The whole Eau Claire deposit actually sits at the margin between two different basaltic units on one of the limbs of what we're now calling the Eau Claire anticline. So we're finding more structural information that we're finding out. There's more, local geology, structural geology that we're finding out. To your question, the more geology we find out about it, the more, you know, we're honing in on these situations where we're indeed having these stacked high grade veins.
So one more quick question, then something we were talking about off mic too, is the company's hit rate when it comes to hitting mineralization and also balancing out some of these lower grade results that have wider widths. You have one result in here that's almost 5 meters of just over a gram. What can you tell us about the hit rate and how you guys judge when you're hitting low grade, what that might mean for the follow-up drilling?
So in the Eau Claire resource proper, they have about a 30 to 35 percentage hit rate with drilling, getting gold above cutoff grade and over the minimum mining width of 2 meters, right? So it's a 30%. So far we're hitting gold in almost every hole. So that's a high hit rate, but you know, of course, you know, a lot of the mystery has been taken away, of course, with all that, you know, the 270,000 meters of drilling. And so what we're doing now is, you know, able to deliberately place a hole, even though if it's a 50 or 100 or 700 meter step out, whatever the case may be, we can deliberately place a hole and with a very high likelihood hit gold. I mean, that's just the nature of that deposit, having known it now for 5 months. With respect to the low grade, there are no handles on any, you know, spectator metals or any type of other pathfinder style of feature in order to kind of vector in on the high grade. You know, we're finding out now that the actual best pathfinder or the best signal that you're close to high grade is hitting something that's low grade, because whenever you hit low grade, there is always high grade somewhere around it in 3D space associated with it. So it's just a matter of finding it. And again, that's not a new and novel or exotic thing. It's just the nature of high grade gold deposits. Right. And so whenever we drill a hole, even if it's a big step out in the back 40 and we get to your point, you know, 5 meters of 1 gram, and people go, oh, well, it's not high grade. You know, I like the width and everything else. The first thing in our mind is it was a wide intercept, you know, significant fluid pathway. It's mineralized. It's gold bearing, which means we're following it up with another drill hole. Right, it's almost the opposite feeling, because we know we're close, and it gets exciting when we follow it up. We do indeed hit high grade gold.
All right, there is the first part of the Fury Gold Mines interview. To hear that full interview again, just visit our website, kereport.com. I am going to be back next segment with an update from Northern Vertex.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
More Americans returning to normal as more of us get vaccinated. That transition back to pre-COVID activities can be stressful for some, though. Florida psychiatrist Dr. Daniel Buber on CBS News Friday with advice for those struggling.
You have to think about going into a swimming pool. You don't have to dive into the deep end. You just dip your foot into the water. You don't have to dive right in. Just take it one step at a time.
You can find tips on how to deal with COVID-related stress at cdc.gov. As part of our national return to normal, President Biden will meet face-to-face with more world leaders. The White House announcing Friday Biden will visit the U.K. for a G7 summit and Belgium for a NATO summit, both visits coming in June. This will be his first overseas trip since taking office. One issue Biden and our allies might discuss, Russia. Opposition leader Alexei Navalny ending his hunger strike Friday after 24 days. The hunger strike, a protest against what he calls his politically motivated imprisonment. This is USA Radio News. Russia, among many countries dealing with sharply rising COVID cases, the country announcing Friday a 10-day work stoppage in May to bring case numbers down. Japan imposing a state of emergency in parts of the country, including Tokyo, until May 11th. India seems to be the hardest hit, though. India breaking world records 3 days in a row for most new cases. Saturday, they announced almost 347,000 new cases and over 2,600 deaths. That's the country's highest single-day death toll of the pandemic. Good news in the U.S., though. Federal health officials Friday approved using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine again, effective immediately. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
We have three safe and effective options for a COVID-19 vaccine in this country. And the J&J is an important vaccine offering key advantages, including its single-dose option and its viability when the supply chain may not allow for freezers.
The vaccine paused over a week ago after reports of blood clots in some recipients. 15 women are reporting blood clots after getting the vaccine. 3 of them die. That's out of 4 million women that have received it. This is USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Up next is a company update from Northern Vertex Mining. This was posted on Friday, and this is pretty comprehensive update in terms of the production numbers, the recent quarterly production, and exploration on tap. Hey, everyone. Welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials for this Friday, April 23rd, with a company update from Northern Vertex Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NEE. And for everyone down in the U.S., the symbol is NHVCF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Michael Allen. Now, Mike, a couple news releases to recap from just this week. One on the production front at the Moss Mine, and also some new exploration targets at the Hercules project in Nevada. Let's start off with the production updates. We have quarterly results from the quarter ended March 2021. Gold ounces produced, just short of 10,000 ounces of gold equivalent produced. Take us through the overall production here, Mike. A general update for everybody in terms of how this Moss mine is running so far this year.
Actually, the Moss is doing quite well this year, and what we're seeing is a better product coming out of the pits, and that's allowing us to increase throughput. We had the start of the year, we transitioned from what we call the center pit to the west pit. There was associated pioneering and starting a new pit that we had to deal with, and so that led us to have some transitions. Also, with the production out of the West Pit, because we're up high in the system, in the epithermal system, the vein had sort of splayed around a little bit, and so the subsequent grades were a little bit lower for this quarter. That explains the little dip in grape or in ounce production that we had versus last year. But now that we're into the West Pit and we've got a stabilized pit floor to work with, we've transitioned out of the pioneering phase. We're actually starting to see some of the areas of the mineralization exceed what we had originally modeled. We don't know how long that's going to last, but we'll take it right now. So we're hoping that we're going to get an increased production out of the West Pit and a higher production than we projected for the upcoming quarter.
Okay, I was going to bring that up, the slight drop in grade from the year-over-year comparison of 2020, the quarter end March 31st, because you look at all the numbers here, and I will post a link to this news release, but production pretty much on all fronts produced higher amounts of gold, higher gold equivalent, a little bit less silver, but the grade had dropped. So that was expected, and it's fair to say that you're expecting that grade to come back up in the preceding quarters?
It's fair to say that it was expected. Going forward, as we get down into the West Pit, the grades are going to come up. Right now, we're enjoying an unexpected bump in grade. So I don't want to say that we're going to be able to duplicate that. But right now, when I look at what the mine is doing on a daily basis, we're actually exceeding expectations right now. Hopefully we can continue to beat the model, but we can't, you know, right now the original data said that we were going to get a lower grade than we are right now, but we don't know. We are getting good grades and we just don't know until we get an updated model, what it's going to be going forward.
Okay, another update on the production front. Can you give us a little bit more insights into this leach pad expansion? It's mentioned in the news release, but you don't go into huge depth on it.
Yeah, and the leach pad expansion is ongoing. We're expecting to have the 3A pad wrapped up and receiving material by the end of Q2. That'll allow us to put... high grade material close to plastic is the expression and actually improve our cycle time of when we get ore on the pad versus when it actually the gold and silver show up in the process plant. So it's going to be good to get that underway and it'll increase our revenue cycle, getting ore, high grade ore onto the pad and getting it, getting the dollars out, or back to us.
So do you have any estimates of how you see production being impacted or even revenues being impacted when that leach pad is functioning?
You know, we haven't modeled that out. It's just that empirically it's a faster cycle through. And so we're not going to be diluting our leach solutions by pushing it through essentially spent ore in a full leach pad. It's just going to be going high grade ore onto leach pad to plastic and into the process plant.
All right. Thank you for that production update. Let's also talk about exploration that's happening at and around that Moss mine. When you and I chatted last, you outlined a lot of the exploration upside that you see at this Moss mine. What's the work focused on right now?
Well, part of the things that we're doing right now is we're working on the main Moss ore body for driving towards a resource update. As we talked about earlier, with seeing the blast holes exceeding the model in the West Pit, has drawn our attention. So we're trying to figure out how to get another drill into there to put some holes in and get the West Pit model tightened up and potentially increase our forecast grade coming out of it. In addition, we're working on the east and far east parts of the East Pit and the Far East Pit extensions. And what we're seeing there is a continuation of the Moss vein. And we should be able to put some new results up on the board fairly shortly. But what we're hoping to see is identifying some really nice high-grade mineralization that we can put on that brand-new leach pad expansion.
Okay. Yeah, that's an interesting aspect of the company, too, all this planned expansion at the Moss Mine through drilling this year. Let's also talk about Hercules, because there was a news release that came out recently on new targets at the Hercules project. 45 total new targets. Mike, how are you going to be balancing out all these targets with what you've already drilled at Hercules?
Well, there's a lot of work that needs to be done. I mean, these are geophysical targets. So the first order of business after you get something like this is actually getting guys out to the field and putting boots on the ground and understanding, you know, what these targets actually are when you get out there and take a look at them. So that process is ongoing. And what we'll see coming out of that is a prioritization of the 45 new targets into drill targets. We anticipate a drill program going on later on in 2021, and that will be a combination of evaluating the best of the new targets identified by the geophysics, and then also look at some of our known mineralization. One of the things that came out of our phase two drilling and also through the geophysics is that a lot of these, or actually all of these structures are more east dipping, where before they were thought to be west dipping. And so we have to go in and actually even look at the known mineralization with the new interpretation and give them another go. If we can have the success that we had in our phase two drilling, which we announced earlier, you know, we can get to, you know, high 90s hit rate. A predictable geological model will be really tearing the top off of the Hercules and be going at it hard again in 2022.
All right, there's your update from Northern Vertex Mining. In the final segment of this second hour, we are going to get an update from Silvercrest Metals, the CEO, Chris Ritchie. We're going to discuss the recent drill results and a little bit more on the macro environment for silver.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, we are back here to wrap up the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. This final segment is focused on an update from Silvercrest Metals. And this interview, I actually did not even post during the week because Chris and I recorded it later in the day on Friday. The full interview will be posted Saturday morning on our website, kereport.com. Come to our website and listen to this full interview. In the meantime, here is the start of this update from Silvercrest Metals. Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, and in this daily editorial we are getting an update from Silvercrest Metals, traded on the TSX under the symbol SIL, and on the NYSE under the symbol SILV, chatting with the president, Chris Ritchie. Now Chris, I want to start off by recapping news that came out on April 15th. The company announced infill and expansion drill results from actually a number of different areas on this Las Chispas property. Can you break down some of the key numbers here? Because some of the grades that we saw, very high grade silver and silver equivalent intercepts over decent widths too. So give us a little recap of all of these results, please.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. I think the big thing here is people have heard me, you know, ramble on about our strategy of get the cash flow as quickly as we can and grow from there, or that our feasibility study was a good enough study, meaning good enough to raise the money and good enough to stop the dilution, really. But if people recall that in varying categories of resources, we've got about 40 million ounces at over a kilo. And Bobby Vista's splay, with the news release that you mentioned, this was a vein that was originally discovered after the cutoff date for our feasibility study. So in the resources, we ended up having 13.9 million ounces at about 2 kilos. And this news release was talking about the infill drilling we were doing on those particular 13.9 million ounces. So you saw the widths come down a little bit, but you saw the grade go from about 2 kilos to 2.7 kilos on average. So net-net, what makes its way to the mill, you can maybe, it's in the ballpark of being in that 2 kilo range. But the most impactful thing about these particular tons and ounces that we think we have here is that it's within about 200 meters of our existing underground development. So in the production profile we have today, year one is 14 million ounces, and some of that comes from the stockpile. We use some you know, tax deductions coming from the CapEx in year one and then years two and three. But if these particular ounces and tons can make their way into a feasibility study or a particular mine plan, the goal here would be to remove some lower grade material and replace it with these potential tons and ounces, and maybe you get a little lift in the production profile. So the big push for us on that standpoint is we've already got a really robust production profile over the first, you know, 8.5 years. But if the first 3 years can be optimized, which is our strategy to do so, that little bump, or hopefully bigger bump, we might be able to get in the free cash flow really becomes a juicy prize for investors in that standpoint. So, for example, if the first 3 years are incrementally improved from these ounces making their way into a mine plan, and again, all work that needs to be done, if that's the case, what you're really getting is, you know, those first few years plus the year and a half or so before we really ramp up, that's about 4.5 years of additional drilling to really scale out this project. So, you know, I chuckle sometimes when I talk to convert bond investors or some, you know, fixed income investors, you know, to really highlight, you know, what that free cash flow profile might look like for us at lower prices compared to our peers, and at higher prices, as well as if we're able to make some of these adjustments from these ounces. So that's really the crux of our strategy, was really to try to get more clarity on these ounces, these very, very high grade ounces, and let's do our best to get them into the mine plan. And, you know, from an underground development perspective, when I mentioned they're about 200 meters away, it's about $1 million of cost. You know, for us to spend $1 million in underground development, we can go get those. So it doesn't take much time, doesn't take a lot of money. But if we can get these ounces into a mine plan in the first 1, 2, 3 years of the production profile, that's a real big push for us.
So some of the grade from the splay zone, over 14 kilos of silver equivalent over about 2.25 meters. Fine. Yes, if you can put this in the early part of the mine life, that definitely helps out economics. What more work is going to be needed for you to actually get this into the mine plan then?
Well, we're almost done the infill drilling. The press release outlined about 90% of that was complete. I think we're highly confident that these ounces would be economic. The cost to go get them is obviously negligible. It's putting them in a mine plan. And, you know, from what we would know internally versus the rules and requirements for us to make it official is a little bit different, right? There's certain things you have to go through. So, I mean, we're doing that work, and I think from what I've outlined so far, it's not a very challenging decision for us to decide to do that. So I think there's a high degree of confidence that that's going to be a big push right now. And that's the nice thing about us having the balance sheet, is that we can make these changes and we can be flexible with our strategy. And that's a strategy that we've had from day one. So, you know, that's the big push. There was some continuity increase between the Bobby Vista area and the Gran Adidas area. There's some nice high-grade hits in and around there. There's some information we're getting, you know, in the faulting zone that's giving us confidence. And this is where our exploration team gets really excited, whereas some of the things we're learning about the way the deposit's oriented, you can apply to other veins. So some of the things we're doing now is then sort of, this happened over here. That makes some sense. Let's try it over there. And it's just poking around the edges of the stuff we already have, you know, add 500,000 ounces here, 1 million ounces there, hopefully a bit more. This is all the stuff that is in and around that current infrastructure. So if you think about the first, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, we're doing our best to make sure that we can put the highest grade in sooner, you know, optimize what we currently have. And that's the stuff that's going to have the greatest impact. So, all underway, all things that we, you know, had in the strategy, and all were things that we almost contemplated delaying the feasibility study for, just to get this information in. But again, we wanted to get going and get towards construction.
So, Chris, do any of these new high grade results impact the timing of that decision of when to move into construction because of the fact that you can still tinker with that mine plan?
Well, we're in construction, and so far everything's on time, on budget. I mean, some of that earthwork started in October, and that's a real big advantage to get that going underway. If you start to get slip on schedule and cost and, you know, aligning contractors early on, it just cascades in the wrong direction. And so far, we're really happy to say that everything's progressing very nicely on that front. We're supposed to be ramping up into production, late Q2 next year. So we're hustling away. We joke that we made a construction decision, you know, along the feasibility study, but we've been doing underground development for almost 2 years. We hope to have 9 months of stockpile sitting on the ground when we start production. So we're charging ahead. We're going. And I think that's the beauty of the type of vehicle we have is we can put out drill results like this while we're building, while we're moving towards that cash flow. But the production profile that we outlined in that feasibility study, we hope, and again, we got to prove that, but we hope that news like this makes that feasibility study already stale and that we can be continuing to grow, optimize, you know, bring forward that cash flow, all while reducing risk. And that's a big part of this right now. We've seen big volatility and money still flowing out of the space. But again, we keep ticking a lot of boxes on the risk front, very diligent on making sure those are front of mind. But we want to keep growing.
All right, that wraps up this weekend's edition of the KE Report. Again, to hear any of these company updates that were posted throughout the week, except for the Silvercrest one, however, that will be posted early on Saturday on our website. You can visit our website, kereport.com, and listen to all of the company updates as well as all of the market updates that we recorded throughout the week. It was another busy week, and next week looks to be busy again. I've noticed a lot of very positive feedback coming from the company updates, so that is one thing that I will continue to focus on, and also following up on a lot of the emails that I'm getting from all of you, our listeners. Please keep those emails coming, fleck@kereport.com. Everybody, I hope you have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll be back with you on Monday.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.